Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Aleph. We are starting near the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas, Maris Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And Le'ilui Nishmas, Maris Rivka Basar Meir Zev, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Ra Eson Ratan Acher Metzia, a fellow saw a whole bunch of people running after Metzia. They wanted to get it. Or Acher Tzvi Shavar, he saw a bunch of people running after a Tzvi, a deer that had a broken leg, or Acher Gaisla Shalai Parchu, after little birds that haven't yet flown, so one can easily catch them. And he sees that this deer, for example, is in his field. Va'amr, so this guy says, Zachsali Sadi, my field should acquire it for me. So Zachsali, it acquired it for him. And all these people that are chasing after it, well, they lost out on the opportunity because his fellow's field acquired it for him. However, Hayatsvi Rats Kedarkai, let's say there was a deer running like regular, or you had young birds that were actually flying, and he sees them in his field. Va'amr, and he says, Zachsali Sadi, my field should acquire it for me. Loy Amar Klum, he didn't say anything, and his field does not make a kinyan for him. So Nalik Mar says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vuhusha Amar B'tzad Sodeyu, his field only acquires these things for him if he's next to his field. But if he's not there, and let's say his friend just called him up and told him what was happening, or he saw from a distance, he was watching with his binoculars, and he wanted his field to acquire it for him, it's not kind of for him. Ask the Gemara, why not? But taking the who let his field acquire it for him, even if he's not there. Damar B'yes Reb Chanina, he tells us, a person's chatzar is kind of something for him, even if he doesn't know about it. So why in this case are we saying that the fellow has to be next to his field in order to acquire the deer or the birds? So the Gemara answer is, that's only if the chatzar is guarded. If it's a chatzar that's not guarded, so in Eloi Loi. If he's next to his field, so then he's considered to be guarding his field or his chatzar, and then it acquires it for him. But if he's not there, so it's not considered mishtameris, it's not guarded, and therefore it's not kind of for him. And we're not telling the chatzar shein mishtameris, in Eloi Loi. How do we know if that if the chatzar is not mishtameris, it's not guarded, if he's there, so then it's kind of for him, but if not, it's not? The Tanya, because we have a brisa. And this brisa is talking about shicha, a bundle that's forgotten in the field. And the general idea is that if the owner and his workers forgot this bundle, is considered shicha and it's left for the aniyim. However, if it wasn't forgotten and the owner knew about it, for example, if he had placed it down somewhere intending to come and get it later and only then afterwards he forgot about it, it's not necessarily considered shicha. Now we're going to see some details. So the Braisa tells us, the fellow's in the city already. He left his field, he's in the city. But he says as follows, I know that that bundle that I had in the field, the workers forgot it. But I don't want it to be considered shicha because I didn't forget it. I know that it's there. Now, you might think that it's not considered shecha, and even if the owner himself later on forgets about it, maybe it doesn't have din of shecha. Tamalim, the pasuk says, v'shechachta oimer basada, and you forgot a bundle in the field. And what do we learn from here? Basada v'shechachta, it's only considered shecha if you forget it in the field, v'lo be'ir, and not in the city. And therefore, if you're in the city, it's not considered shecha. So the Gemara asks, hagu fakasha, this itself is contradictory because we just said two things are the exact opposite of each other. Amrit, you just had said, yachol lo yeh shecha, you might think that it's not considered shecha. Now, Alma, we would see from that statement that hava shecha, that it is considered shecha. But then, v'nasav l'gmar v'sada, the Brassan quotes his drasha, v'sada v'shechachta, v'loi ba'ir. And what's that drasha telling us? Amo, we see from here, loya v'shecha. That's not considered shecha if the fellow's in the city. So we have a steer in the Brassa itself. If a person's in the city, and he remembers that there's a bundle in the field, and then he forgets about it later, is that considered shecha or not? So elav hachikamar, it must be this what the Brassa is telling us. V'sada shechoch meikari ha'v'shecha. If he's in the field, and he forgot about it originally, him and his workers, so that's considered shecha, and it's for the aniyim. Zachar l'besav shechuach, if he had remembered about it, and later on he forgot it, ain't shecha, that's not considered shecha. My time, oh, why not? And here's the important line, the kiva the kai gaba, since he's there, he's still in the field, havalei chatzeroi. It's considered his chatzer, v'zach soleh, and his chatzer, meaning his field, is zaych in this bundle for him, and it's not shecha. Aval be'ir, but let's say he's in the city already, he left the field, and he went back home, afilu zachar, b'sef shechuach, even if he had remembered it, but later on he forgot about it, hava shecha, it's considered shecha. My time, oh, why is that? D'les agabe, d'les kilei. Because he's not there, he's not by his field anymore, so that it can be zaych in this bundle for him. And so we clearly see from this brisa that only if a person is next to his field, then it's considered mishtameris, it's considered guarded, and therefore his field could acquire it for him. But if he's not there, he's already in the city. Since he's not next to his field can't acquire it for him. The Gemara asks, hold on 1 second. Mimai, who says this is how to understand the pasuk? Dilma gzeres hakasav hi. Maybe the pasuk is telling us something totally different. It's just gzeres hakasav debesad and have a shecha, that when he's in the field, there's shecha, ubi'ir len have a shecha. And when he's in the city, there is no shecha. And who says this entire lima that we just made is correct? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Amar Kro, we have another pasuk that tells us, loy sashav lekachtoi. There's extra words in the pasuk that cautions him, don't go back to take it. L'rabba shecha sa'ir, this is including shecha sa'ir. As the Gemara, how could you say that? Haimi ba'ilei lav. That's necessary for the lav shabai, that you have an isra lav to go back. The Gemara says, no, because imkin, if that's really so, name akra, the pasuk should just say, loy sikachenu, don't take it. My loy sashav, why is the pasuk emphasize, don't go back to take it? L'rabba shecha sa'ir, that's including shecha sa'ir. The Gemara continues, v'katim ba'ilei chetnan. We still need the pasuk for the following Mishnah, shalafan of ein shecha, shalachav yeshecha. If there's bundles or grain in front of him that he turns away from, those are not considered shechcha. But if they're bundles that are behind him, meaning he already passed them, yes shechcha. Shehu b'al tashuv, those that are behind him have an isra b'al tashuv, and that's what we need the pasuk for. And zaklal, this is the rule: kol shehu b'al tashuv shechcha, kol she'eino b'al tashuv eino shechcha. Anything there's an isra b'al tashuv, don't turn around and go back to get it. So that's considered shechcha. But if there's no isra b'al tashuv, because it's not considered like you're turning around and going back to get it, so it's not considered shechcha. So that's what we need the pasuk for. The Gemara finally concludes: Amar Rav Ashi says, Amar Kro, we have another pasuk that says, meaning the pasuk itself tells us, yiyeh. And what does this word of yiyeh tell us? L'rab is shechcha se'ir, and includes shechcha se'ir. So the bottom line over here, after all these drashas, is that it's clear that shechcha applies even after the owner left his field and is in the city. And emerging from this whole discussion is the din that if he's still next to his field, it would be less likely for shechcha to apply because his field could be kunit for him. Bottom line is that we see that one's chatzar could be kunit for him if he's there, but not if he's not there. And the Chinam Ula said the same thing. A person has to be next to his field in order for it to be kind for him. And Rav Chan said the same thing. It has to be that he's next to his field for it to be kind for him. However, Isra Rabbi Abba Ula, Rabbi Abba asked Ula the following question. There was a story that Rabbi Gamaliel and others of Canaan were on a boat, and Rabbi Gamaliel realized that he had a whole bunch of produce at home that wasn't meisered yet, and we know that great people take meisered off right away, so he didn't want people in his house to think that meisered was taken off when really it wasn't. So he realized that on this boat, even though he's very far away from his produce, he has to make sure to take meisr off. So Rabbi Gamaliel said as follows: Isr Shani Asad Lamud, the 10% that I'm going to end up giving off for meisr Rishon, not only Yeshua, it's given to Yeshua. This is talking about Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chananya, who's a Levi, who's with him on the boat. So he says that 10% that I'm going to eventually take off, that's given to Rabbi Yeshua right now. And its place, meaning wherever that meisr Rishon is located, the place itself is rented to him. And as we're going to see in the ensuing discussion, our Havamina right now is the reason why he was renting him this part of his property where the meisr is found, is so that he could acquire the meisr by way of Kenyan Chatzar. Visr Acher Shani Asad Lamud, and another 10th that I'm going to end up taking off, which is going to be Meister Ani, Nasan Akiva ben Yosef, is given to Akiva ben Yosef, which is referring to Rabbi Kiva. He was a Gabbai Tzedaka, Kadesh is Gabbai Laniyim, so he could be Zeichen it for the Aniyim, for the poor people, Umakayim Muskar Loi, and the place where it's located is rented to him as well. Now here's Rabbi's question: Mechir Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Bitsad Sudeo, Shor Megamaliel, how you emmed him? Were Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua next to the field of Rabbi Gamaliel? No, they weren't there, and nonetheless we see they acquire their respective Meistress. It must be, it's working by Kenyan Chatzer. Rabbi Gamaliel rented them the part of his field where these Meistress were, and that's considered their Chatzer, and now that these Meisters are on their Chatzar, so their Chatzar is kind of for them, even though they're not there. So we see the person doesn't have to be there in order for his Chatzar to acquire for him. So Amalei, we'll told Rabbi Abba, Dami Haimer Abanon Kedloi Gamri Inchi Shmaitza. This rabbi, meaning you, Rabbi Abba, seemed like you were never taught by anybody, meaning it seems like no one ever clarified this for you, and this question of yours is not valid. But Ula didn't explain how the question is not valid. And Kiyasa Lasura, when Rabbi Abba came to Surah, Amalehu, he told the Chacham of the Yeshiva, Hachi Amr Ula, this is what Ula said, Hachi Esvi Yisayin, this is what I asked him. And Amalei Ahumir Abanon, one of their Abanon told him, Rabbi Gamaliel Matatli Agav Makarki Hiknolahem. The reason why Ula wasn't misyachas to your question is because Rabbi Gamaliel, he was being makne the maestros to them, Agav the Karka. And this wasn't working by Kenyan Chatzar at all. This is called Kenyan Agav. When one is kind of Karka, he can automatically be kind of Metaltolin Agav along with the Karka, even if the Metaltolin is not there. And if the Metaltolin doesn't have to be there, well, the person himself who's acquiring it doesn't have to be there either. So this doesn't have anything to do with Kenyan Chatzar. This is Kenyan Agav. And that's why Ula didn't like your question, Rabbi Abba. Something where it tells us Rabbi Zera Kibla. Rabbi Zera accepted this as the reason why Ula didn't like Rabbi Abba's question, whereas Rabbi Abba liked Kibla. Rabbi Abba didn't accept it, and he still thought that his question was good. And we have a further explanation of this. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shaper Avid loy Kibla. It's good that Rabbi Abba didn't accept this. And why is that? Because Rava is about to prove that it can't be that his Kenyan was working by Kenyan Agav, and it has to be that it was Kenyan Chatzer. How so? Says Rava, didn't somebody over here have a kerchief, a sudr, that they can make this acquisition through a Kenyan Chalipin? Obviously, somebody had a sudr here, and so why didn't they use Kenyan Chalipin? Ella, rather, must be because Tavis Hana ain't a mamain look nice man bechalipin. When a person has Tavis Hana in something, we're going to explain this in a moment, that's not considered mamanus that a Kenyan Chalipin could even work over here. So, Achanami, so to over here, Tavis Hana ain't a mamain look nice agave karka. Tavis Hana is also not good enough of a Kenyan that we could do a Kenyan agav with. Now, what's this Tavis Hana that we're talking about over here? So, a person doesn't actually own the Meister that they separate. They have what's called Tavis Hana, the benefit that they can choose which labor Ani to give it to. And right now, we're understanding that Tavis Hana is not considered like one has real monetary rights. Tavis Hana ain't a mamain, and therefore, neither Kenyan Agav nor Kenyan Chalipin work over here. And that's why Rabbi Gamaliel needed to take money for the karka. He needed to rent it to them. As we said before, Makaymai Muskarlai. He rented them the section of land, then was Mafkir this Maeser Rishon or Ani. And since the property which they rented from him is considered their Chatzar, and this produce is in their Chatzar, so the Chatzar is kind of for them, even though they're not actually there. And so actually, Rav Abba has a good question, and clearly we see that a person's Chatzar is kind of for him, even though he's not there. However, the Gemara says, Velaihi, this is actually not true. This, what Rava said, is not valid. Why is that? Because Matnas Kuhuna Nasinik Siva Behu. In regards to Matnas Kuhuna, and this is not just Matnas, Matnas Kahuna is also Matnas Leviya and Matnas Aniyim, because over here we're talking about Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. It says in the Pasuk specifically that they have to be given Nesina. And Chalipin derech Mekach u'Memker hu. A Kinyan Chalipin is working by Mekach u'Memker, that's considered like buying and selling, and it's not considered a Nesina. Whereas Metaltalin Agav Makarka, Nesina Limtehi. A Kinyan Agav, Metaltalin Agav the Karka, that's considered a proper Nesina. So Rav's whole question is that the reason why they didn't do a Kinyan Chalipin is because Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work with something that he only has Tevis Hana'a in, which is Meiser. And since Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work, well, Kinyan Agav doesn't work either. And it must be that they used Kinyan Chatzer. And now the Gemara is saying that's not true. The reason why they didn't use Kinyan Chalipin is because Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work for Matnas Kuner Leviya, because Kinyan Chalipin is considered Mekach u'Memker, and we need Nesina. And Kinyan Agav is considered Nesina. And therefore, it's very possible to say that Rav Gamliel used Kinyan Agav, and he did not use Kinyan Chatzer. So therefore, Abba's question is not valid. Rav Papa Amar, he gives a totally different answer. That really over here, it actually could be that we're talking about Kinyan Chatzer. However, they didn't need to be there. And why is that? Das Ocheres, Makna Sanshani. Then when we have another Das, when we have another person being Makna the item to somebody else, so that's different, the person doesn't need to be there. In other words, Rav Gamliel was using Kinyan Chatzer to be Makna these Maesters to them. And the only reason why they didn't need to be next to the Chatzer is because Rav Gamliel is considered Das Ocheres, being Makna to another person, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua. And in Ratamra, how do we know this? Then not, because we have a Mishnah that says, was Aaron Mishnah tell us, Ra Oisan Ratan Achar Metzia Vachulu, he saw people chasing after Metzia, and he said he wants his field to be kind of for him, Vam Rabbi Yirmiel, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Vahusha Ratan Achrein Umagion. It has to be that this fellow, the guy that owns the field, is able to chase after this thing, let's say the deer, and catch it before it leaves his field. And Ubay Rabbi Yirmiel asked, Bematanahech, what about if someone gave him the deer? What about if Reuven's friend called him up and said, I put a deer with a broken leg in your property, and I'm giving it to you as a gift? So his property is kind of for him. The question is, does Reuven have to be able to chase after this deer and catch it before it hobbles out of his property in order for his property to be kind of for him? And that was Rabbi Yirmiel's question. And Kivlin Minei Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana accepted this from him, meaning agreed that there actually is a difference between Matana and Metzia. And Afal Pi Sherotz Achrein Ve'in Magion, when dealing with Matana, even if Reuven would chase after this deer that was given to him as a gift and he can't catch it and it's going to go out of his field before he gets it, still his field acquired it for him. And my time, why is that? La Mishum Das Acheres Maknas Sanshani, isn't it because there's Das Acheres or someone else being Makna to him? And therefore, even though he's not by his Chatzer and he can't chase after it and get it before it leaves his Chatzer, still he's kind of it because the other person was Makna to him. But when we're talking about a Metzia, then no one else is being Makna it, so there he has to be able to chase after it and catch it before it leaves his field. And so once again, that's what Rabbi Gamliel was doing. He was being Makna Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, these Maestres, by way of Kinyan Chatzer, and they didn't have to be there because it was Das Acheres. However, Amar Leih Roshim L'Rav Papa, Roshim Yasser Papa, Harei Get, what about the case of Get? Did Das Acheres Makna Isa? Then this is Das Acheres being Makna woman her Get. Vamar Ula, and Ula said, that she has to be standing next to her house or next to her chatzer in order for the get thrown into there by her husband to work. So even though this is Das Acheres, her husband is the one being makna her get to her, she still has to be there. So this is a question on your papa. So answer no. Shani get Isabel Karcha. Get is different because it can be done against her will, so therefore she has to be there in order to be divorced. However, Maskel Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi, Vav Kavachaymer Hu, so wouldn't that make it a Kavachaymer? Uma get Isabel Karcha, just like when we're dealing with get, she could be divorced against her will. If she's standing next to her house or next to her chatzer, so only then she's divorced, but if not, she's not. Omatana, a gift that a person can only accept if he wants to. Wouldn't we say for sure that he has to be next to his chatzer? The Gemara says, you're right, Elam Ravashi, Ravashi has a different answer. Yud Bez Amar Alpha on top. Chatzer Sarbay Mishom Yad. When we're dealing with a Kenyan chatzer, that's learned from Yad. It's like an extension of a person's hand, like we learned in the previous daf. Vloigar Mishlichos, and it's definitely not any worse than Shlichos. So therefore, Gabi get to Chai Vula. When we're talking about a get, which is a Chai for her, it's not good for her to be divorced. In Chavan Ladam El Bafanov. We can't cause a Chai, something bad for a person, unless they're there. And that's why she has to be by her chatzer in order to be divorced with the get being thrown into it. But in regards to a matana, that it's a chos for a person to receive a matana, obviously if he wants this matana, zachal adam shloi b'fanav. We could bring about his chos for a person even if he's not there, and that's why, as long as Reuven is happy with this gift that's being given to him, he doesn't actually have to be by his chatzer in order to acquire a gift that's put inside there for him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.